Laguna Garcia, our caller is on the line. Good afternoon, sir. The all new Talk Radio. All right, sir. And what is your name, sir? 6.5. Earl Peters. All right, Earl Peters. And, Earl Peters, Carinage Farmer. So what do you have to do with all of that? Well, first of all, let me explain the situation that happened there yesterday. Let me just give a little review of what happened there yesterday. And we have Chrissy Robinson here talking about it, right?
A video of crops being bulldozed in Bagatelle. Let's cut the long talk and get to the ABCs of this development. A, the farmers were offered compensation one-to-one for the land that they were illegally occupying in Diego Martin, meaning if they were on 1 acre of land, they were given an offer of 1 acre plus compensation for their crops in Tucker Valley. So the farmers were given the option, and this negotiation started 4 years ago in 2020. B, the community needs more open space. This is a part of a greater plan to develop Diego Martin. Phase one of this plan included the Diego Martin Sporting Complex. And since then, some of these very persons who are today posting these viral videos have been arguing for the community to get more open space. So the government used the option of land that is legally theirs to open back community spaces for the residents of Diego Martin. And it includes two hard court spaces, an open recreation ground, a children's play park, and toilet facilities. So this project is taking land away from three persons that legally belongs to the state, giving these persons land in Tucker Valley and providing opportunities for recreational enjoyment for the greater community of Diego Martin. C, the state used land that is legally theirs. You see, some planners might argue it's damned if you do and damned if you don't. But in this instance, the state chose to use land that is legally theirs, occupied by three individuals, to allow a greater community to benefit from state resources. These individuals by no way were advantaged. They are going to be placed in Tucker Valley if they accept and compensated for all their crops. I also see as part of these viral videos that the government is destroying these crops. This is also not true. The crops that were ready for harvest were harvested and given to these individuals where they can access it and sell it tomorrow.
Hmm. All right, so that's Chrissy Robinson explaining this situation. So what side are you on here, sir?
Hello?
Hello, yeah, I'm listening to you, yeah.
Yes. What I am saying, right?
Uh-huh.
What I know is that the farmers were compensated, right? And besides that, the farmers was given land in Tucker Valley.
Right.
I am a farmer also, but the farmers was given land in Tucker Valley. I was the one who was told to clear the land for them down there. All right? Which I am about to do.
Mm, so you go down, clear the land. So they asking, so how come you as a farmer get involved to clear the land?
I am also a small contractor.
Oh, okay. Mm. Farmer / small contractor. So you clearing the land for them in Tucker Valley, or you going and clear the land that they're occupying in Diego Martin?
In Diego Martin.
Right, okay. Hmm. So when you say clear the land, so whether they have crops there?
What we did yesterday, we took down the sheds in the land,
mm-hmm.
and they allowed them, when we was leaving the place yesterday, they allowed them 2 days, which is yesterday and tomorrow, to remove the rest of the crops that they have on the land.
Hmm. But I'm still seeing a video circulating where they still have crops there.
Well, it's presently right now, all the sweet pepper thing has been picked out.
Okay.
All.
Mm, all the sweet pepper picked out. Okay.
Picked out, and it has some ginger on the ground. That's the only, I don't know what decision they do with the ginger.
Huh. There's a lot of crops there, boy. So this one, well, like Kwesi said, that this has been going on, well, for 4 years now. You're telling them to negotiate and tell them to move.
Yes.
So, but you say they did receive compensation, actually, they did receive money in hand, and they didn't move yet.
As far as I understand, they received money, but they didn't move as yet.
Okay.
And they were told not to continue planting more than 2 years.
Okay. And the situation in Tucker Valley now is, you know, I mean, if they accept compensation and they're still there, but that is wrong. But the situation in Tucker Valley, the land in Tucker Valley, I mean, it's farming land and it's good for them, and the crops can still grow nice, like how it grow the sweet peppers, grow there in Diego Martin?
Yes. It's perfect agriculture land.
Perfect agriculture land. That's why I want to get that. All right, so I don't see, well, what is the problem?
But the reason why they're not there as yet is because they didn't take the opportunity beforehand to go and deal with the land, to get the land, you know, ready for farming.
All right, now this
so now,
Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
Now they're more or less willing to accept now. They will have to like wait a little time, maybe a few weeks, 2 weeks or 3 weeks, for the relevant people in authority to prepare the land for them now, to cut down the clean up the little bamboo tools and what's on the land to have it prepared for them.
Mm-hmm. Because I was now going to ask if this compensation that they got, does that include preparing the land? The same thing that you said, that includes preparing the land. So they, out of this money, were supposed to prepare the land.
They prepared the land for them.
Or did the government prepare the land for them?
Yes, the government is preparing the land.
Oh, okay, cool. I wanted to know if the compensation they get them means that they had to use that money out of their money to prepare the land for themselves. Right? Well, it seems like they're getting everything. I mean,
government preparing the land for them.
The government preparing the land for them. They get a compensation.
I have the okay to prepare the land for them.
Okay, right, to prepare the land for them. You farmer / contractor. Now, if you were in their shoes, right, what would you have done if you were in their shoes? You as a farmer, let me take the contractor out of the thing.
Well, let me tell you something. If I had gotten that parcel of land to work on and had the time frame that they look at, I would have been down there already.
You would have been
because
done.
Because they're giving them lights and water and tenure.
Yeah, lights, water, everything they gain?
In Kenya.
Okay. Huh. And what about the area in terms of that Tucker Valley? You know, it have the larceny is a big thing out there. Could that be
right
a consideration?
It's right next door. The new project the Prime Minister opened.
Mm-hmm.
It's bonging with them.
Man, the one new project is that?
There's a new project the government opened in Tucker Valley there.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't stay too long on the phone because that's how I'm working.
All right, okay. Yeah, that's getting my insight. Right, okay. Right, so the new project is that the
some greenhouses the government opened there for the youth.
Oh, okay.
And they are bonging with that.
Right, okay. But in terms of its safety, I mean, it's safe everything. Well, I know it's about police station down there, but police station has been right around the corner, and nothing ain't going on.
Give me 1 second.
Hmm. He busy boy, man working, farmer/contractor. Well, all right. Well, there's the issue. I mean, I know what Rowley Jr. was talking about is the pit bull. The pit bull went down by the land yesterday, and you say how much years the people down there. But, I mean, if it is that they have accepted the government's offer, they got the compensation, the government preparing the land for them and everything, well, they should have been out of the land
they
by now.
They should have been there.
They should have been out of the land already.
Right, sir?
Yeah, well, all right. Well, I guess that is that. Not more to say again. You know? Thank you very much, sir.
Okay. Presently, we write the plots in Dego Martin.
The plots in Dego Martin. Yeah, man. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, man. You see, it's like what their law will continue. So if anybody could give me a different side and a different view, I don't see any set along talking that.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability, the all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.